This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Home Ministry refutes allegations of leadership involvement in Tribhuvan International Airport immigration incident. Three people killed after jeep plunges into Madi River in Tano. And Russian strikes kill at least 12 people across Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Home Affairs has clarified that the leadership of the ministry is not and will not be involved in any illegal or corrupt incidents. Clarifying the issue related to the incident at the Tribhuvan International Airport Immigration Office, the Home Ministry has expressed concern over what it calls the publication and dissemination of fabricated, misleading and baseless news. The Home Ministry has clarified that the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority is investigating the functioning of the Airport Immigration Office and that the truth and facts will be made known to everyone once the investigation is completed. A statement issued yesterday by the Ministry Joint Secretary Chobi Rizal also stated that the Ministry would fully cooperate with the investigation and investigation-related work carried out by the Commission. The Ministry has urged everyone to publish and broadcast any broadcast only rather factual content considering the seriousness of the issue. Three people lost their lives after a jeep plunged into the Madi River from a bridge along the Prithvi Highway in Tano District last night. According to Police Inspector Raju Adhikari of the District Police Office, the jeep was en route from Damoli to Chapaghat when it broke through the bridge railing and fell into the river. The deceased have been identified as 35-year-old Praveen Thapa Mogar, 22-year-old Kumar Thapa and 20-year-old Kushal Thapa, all residents of Bias Municipality 5. They succumbed to their injuries while undergoing treatment at Damoli Hospital. Two other passengers sustained injuries in the incident. The rescue operation was carried out by the Nepali Army and Nepal Police personnel as well as local residents. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjumana Deva has described her recent five-day visit to Japan as fruitful. Speaking to media persons upon her return last night, Dr. Rana highlighted a series of important meetings with senior Japanese officials, including Foreign Minister Iwaya Takeshi. She described that her visit explored various aspects of Nepal-Japan relations and development partnerships and also provided valuable insights into Japan's welfare policies for senior citizens. Minister Dr. Rana expressed appreciation for Japan's continued support in Nepal's development journey. In a meeting with Dr. Tanaka Akihiko, President of the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, she discussed the timely implementation of JICA-funded projects in Nepal. During her stay, Dr. Rana also addressed an international conference on senior citizens in Tokyo, where she shared Nepal's policy efforts and challenges in elderly care. The Nagdunga Nobise Road, one of the main entry points to the Kathmandu Valley, will remain closed to vehicular traffic for 4.5 hours daily until June 8. The closure came into effect yesterday. According to the officials at the Nagdunga Mogling Road Project Eastern Section, the road section will remain shut from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. The project authority decided to close down the road section for certain hours a day to facilitate the construction of a road along the Nagdunga Pipalamod section. During the closure of the road section, vehicles traveling out of Kathmandu will be temporarily stopped at Nagdunga, while those entering Kathmandu from Nobise will be halted at Khanikola. Traffic police have advised travelers to use alternative routes such as Darke Sitapaira and Toka Chahare Trisuri Gulche during the road closure. The National News Agency RSS has launched a photo exhibition featuring images captured by its photojournalists from across Nepal on the occasion of Republic Day. The exhibition titled Mountain Tourism, Our Pride, Our Identity was jointly inaugurated today at the RSS premises by Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurang, and Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Badri Prasad Pandey. The exhibition showcases 96 photographs highlighting the country's major tourist destinations. Speaking at the event, Communication Minister Gurang emphasized the need for increased government investment into tourism development to attract global visitors, noting Nepal's significance in adventure tourism. Likewise, Tourism Minister Pandey stressed the importance of coordination among ministries to boost tourism, announcing a special government initiative to identify, promote and develop tourist sites. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 12 people have been killed and dozens injured following a wave of Russian drone and missile strikes across Ukraine overnight. The BBC cited Ukraine's regional authorities. The western region of Khmelnytsky reported 4 fatalities, while 3 more lives were lost in the Kyiv region. Another death was confirmed in the southern city of Mykolaiv. The strikes come just a day after Kyiv endured one of the most intensive bombardments since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry claimed its air defense systems intercepted or destroyed 95 Ukrainian drones during a 4-hour span, affecting multiple regions, including Moscow. No injuries were reported in those incidents. The ministry added that the drone barrage led to a temporary halt in flight operations at airports around Moscow. According to Russian officials, the attacks targeted 8 regions across the country. North Korea has detained 3 senior shipyard officials following an incident during the launch of a newly built warship on Wednesday. According to BBC reports, the 5,000-ton destroyer sustained damage, causing the vessel to tip during the ceremony. Leader Kim Jong-un reportedly condemned the mishap as a criminal act, prompting a formal investigation. North Korea's state-run media outlet KCNA named the detained individuals as the chief engineer, construction supervisor, and an administrative officer from the Cheongjin shipyard where the ship was constructed. Authorities claimed the 3 were directly accountable for the failed launch. KCNA also reported that the shipyard's manager, Wong Kyeho, was summoned by law enforcement officials on Friday in connection with the ongoing probe. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly areas of Koshi, Madhes, Bagmati and Sudarpashchim provinces and at 1 or 2 places in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rain and snowfall at 1 or 2 places in the Himalayan mountainous areas of the country. According to the division, the country is currently under the influence of westerly winds coupled with local winds. There is also partial influence of water vapor rich winds coming from the Bay of Bengal and the Arabian Sea. The division has urged all concerned sites to take necessary precautions as there is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall with lightning in 1 or 2 places in all 7 provinces, which may affect daily life, agriculture and health services, road and air transport. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Ministry refutes allegations of leadership involvement in Tribhuvan International Airport immigration incident. 3 people killed after jeep plunges into Mahdi River in Tano, and Russian strikes kill at least 12 people across Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.